Canmore Eagles head coach, general manager Andrew Milne joining me on the show once again. How are you doing today?
Doing great today, Rob.
Good. It is the official start of the Canmore Eagles hockey season. How are the boys feeling today?
Well, I think they're pretty excited. It's been a long couple weeks here of preparation, and for some of them it's been a long summer preparing and getting ready for this time of year, so they're pretty excited this morning.
How much of the Canmore Eagles lineup that we're going to see on ice tonight is made up of new players to the team?
Oh, there'll be a handful for sure. You know, I'd say, you know, probably around half, or, you know, 9 or 10 guys are going to be new players for us this year. So it's going to be an exciting time for fans to get to meet a bunch of new guys. And if it's anything like the way the last couple of weeks have gone, it's going to be a real fast-paced, exciting style of hockey.
One of the biggest questions going into the season was goaltending, with both of the guys who are on the team, Ryan Ferguson and Levi Nelson, not returning this year. What did you decide to do in net?
Well, right now we've got three guys in here, in Clark Flagel, Ryan Gilchrist, and Hunter Brostich. So it is a bit of a challenge right now with the dynamic of what's going on in our league and in the Western Hockey League and other leagues with goaltenders. So we've got three guys right now competing for spots, and, you know, all have been good in camp, and that's the good thing, is we've got some decisions to make here as a staff, and it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, I mean, you guys had a pretty solid preseason, didn't you? You didn't lose a game in regulation.
You know, when it comes to the score, we did all right, but the, you know, the preseason for us is about evaluations and seeing guys in spots and getting guys opportunities to showcase their talents. So we don't put much stock into the score, but obviously it's great to win.
For some of the returning players, in camp, who has really stepped up their game compared to last season?
Well, I think Kyle Paul is set to have a great year. I think he's been a guy that's been here for a long time, and he's been through the system for a while, and he's worked hard this summer to get himself in great shape. And, you know, we're excited to watch a guy like him make the jump. And, you know, Matt Forchuk, another guy that last year fans would have got to see sort of really come on later in the season, but, you know, he's set to have another breakout year. And, you know, I like our group up front with all our 20-year-olds and the direction they're going to go. But I think you'll also see Logan Ferguson really take the next step to becoming an elite player in our league.
Canmore Eagles' first opponent tonight will be the Brooks Bandits. It's a home-and-home series with them. Brooks has, in past years, been a dominant team in the AJHL South. What do you know about the Brooks team and the Brooks lineup this year?
Well, we don't know a whole lot about it. They've acquired a bunch of American kids and a bunch of kids from Eastern Ontario. So I can't say I'm very familiar with their players right now and who they are and what they're bringing in. But, you know, if history repeats itself, they're going to be a hardworking group. They're going to be well-coached, committed to playing a system and a certain style of game. So we know we're going to have to be at our best, and that was kind of the process here. The plan was to face off against Brooke for the first two games to really put ourselves in a position where we can gauge our own game.
Canmore Eagles home opener tonight, 7 o'clock at the Rec Center. It's going to start with a free pregame barbecue at 6 o'clock. So you can come down, grab some dinner, and watch some fantastic hockey. The season is now here. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Head coach, general manager Andrew Milne, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Rob.